Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a show that happens twice a week where two to three to four.
Some say the best number.
The best number of old guys talking about old games. Today, we have reached IGN's 24th ranked game, Contra 3, The Alien Wars.
Our soundboard is maxed out. We are not able to contain any more guest hosts. Okay. this is it. This is just, I'm just letting everybody out there know. Like,
don't walk in.
We are maxing it out. I think even this fourth slot it's kind of iffy. So if one of our guest hosts cuts in and out, that's why.
Too much brodom.
Way too much. It's all this musk, this musky testosterone that's just floating around here. It's like a disgusting greenhouse in here.
It is very manly. But I think it's mostly this guy.
So joining us from Mega Man X2 fame, Sean McElwain.
Yes, legend.
Welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
And from increasingly more episodes.
Yeah, he's getting really comfortable on the mics now. Look how loose this guy is. Look at him, really. He's smiling and drinking a beer.
I need the beer.
John Turley, starting out on NBA James fame. But now it's like,
I think
he's you're going to start rivaling Josh pretty soon.
I don't think so. Now, is Nicole still in the lead?
I haven't tallied recently. Okay. That's not my job. I'm not Tadpog's
Nicole's interview episode counts, right? So
the interviews count.
That was the last one.
Speaking of which, we did trick you. This is your interview episode, John Turley.
I'll never forgive you.
So tell us about your previous sexual experiences.
how old were you got your first blowjob, John Turley?
Because that
what
is how
his
interviews
name?
Go.
Oh, you see what I did there? You see what I did?
I heard you like 60 times.
we're the shittiest Howard Stern.
Yep. So, Contra 3.
Yeah.
But first, I'm your beard host, Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've talked about my first job when I was 14. My dad was like, you need to go get a job. So I got a job working for a restaurant inside the now defunct and torn down Executive Inn.
Which was a very expensive hotel that Paducah had and doesn't have anymore.
Nope.
Why? I moved away and then I moved back and it was just gone.
Well, I've seen...
I don't know the story.
I've been in the bowels of that place.
Yeah.
And it needed to be gone.
What were you doing there?
just bowling things.
What were you doing in the bowels?
Same thing you do in the bowels.
I know what I'm going to ask you on your interview. You guy.
But yeah, no, it needed... It was rotting from the inside out.
Oh, yeah. So they just tore it down because it was falling apart.
Yeah.
Awesome. I used to get my hair cut there. There's a Tadpog fact. Yeah. There was a salon there called Curls. Mm-hmm. Wow. I used to get my hair cut there.
I remember thinking it was really awesome because it was the only hotel I'd ever seen that had a pool inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I was a kid, I was like, wow, this place is amazing.
Indoor pool.
And then it just steadily went downhill.
Indoor meth. Oh.
Yeah, the last time I was in there, they were having like some sort of trade show or something, and it was pretty ghetto.
Yeah, it started going downhill fast, but it was pretty hopping when I was 14.
Hopping like joint?
The restaurant was pretty busy.
What was the name of the restaurant? Are you able to share?
I think it's gone now.
It's gone. Oh, you definitely
share. And this
share.
Is the patio.
The patio.
The patio Executive Inn.
Why was it called the patio?
I don't know. We didn't have a patio. We were inside. I don't know.
All right. Did any of the customers ever ask?
Why is this called the patio? I didn't really talk to the customers.
Is that in the handbook? If a customer asks what the patio is, shut the restaurant down.
Tear down the Executive Inn. But I wash dishes and I bus tables. But the interesting thing about this job was if I was all caught up on bus, all the tables were bus, all my dishes were washed,
yeah.
I had another job.
Rolling silverware.
Bounce.
Well, yeah, I didn't have to roll a lot of silverware. But I would have to go outside, and they had overhead windows going across the restaurant. So you could look up, and it was right across basically the walkway to the buffet.
I haven't heard the story. I'm excited.
And no matter what, birds would get in.
Okay.
Lots of birds.
And that's bad luck.
It's
that's bad luck. Have a bird. Yeah. They have a bird in your restaurant.
And they'd always congregate like on those through all those windows. So my job, if I was caught up, was to sit there, watch the birds, and if they shit somewhere, go clean it up immediately. So they would.
I think I've played this flash game.
They moved all the tables aside. You know, so the birds wouldn't shit on the tables, or it was less likely the birds were going to shit on the tables. It still happens.
They couldn't just shut the windows like that.
I don't know why they couldn't keep the birds out, but they had just given up. Birds are part of our restaurant. Just clean up the bird shit. So, like, if you got out to walk in the buffet, you were dodging bird shit.
I'm amazed this place isn't still around.
So I would have to go out, like, scrub the carpet. If it got on the carpet, there'd be just little white dots all up and down, and if it got on the tables, wipe it on the tables, clean everything off.
Were you ever there when the health inspector showed up?
Nope. I worked there for about 3 months, and my dad made me quit.
Because you developed, I don't know what disease you
bird
get from
flu.
Bird
flu.
Why did
I'm patient zero for the bird flu. Because it was about 20 minutes away from our house, and my dad is extraordinarily impatient. So, I mean, in the restaurant business, you have a rough time of when you're supposed to get off. But if you're busy, you're just there. So he drove 20 minutes to pick me up one day, waited 10 minutes more because the kitchen was busy and I was washing dishes. And he just walked back there, grabbed me, and on the way out to the manager, he quits. I'm tired of this shit. And we left.
Wow. I'm sure you were broken up about it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I can't clean up bird shit anymore.
I remember watching bird shit on the floor for minimum wage.
Do you recall them liking you? Do you think this could have been a thing where, like, when your shift, like 10 minutes before your shift started, they just opened the windows, and 10 minutes after you left, they just closed
them? They would whistle and the birds would come down and they put them in a special cage. I went to church with one of the guys that got me the job, like one of the upper tier managers.
Was he also a magician? Were those his birds?
Illusion, Michael. They liked me because I was the only one who would eat vegetables from the buffet. All the old people were just like stunned that I'd eat vegetables and not chicken fingers. Yeah.
Who's going to pass up chicken fingers?
Me. That's it.
What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host, and I never pass up chicken fingers. You can count on that. So next election, you cast your vote for me. Mayor of Tyson Chicken. You know what? You know what I've done? You know what I've done? First time ever in my life.
What?
I've joined a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimate Heel, Blake Woods, and Sam of Megalixir, and also Demon's Crest fame, they started a fantasy football league, mm-hmm. as you know.
Tadpog, building bridges from people who would have never otherwise met.
I know. It's people who are... I don't know how it works. Like people are probably gonna get mad at me because I don't know how this works. So
we'll probably get mad at Blake. It's okay.
Oh, they'll get mad at Blake.
We'll get mad at Blake. It's fine.
So, Sandwich Prince Phil thinks that I am bluffing all of my football knowledge. All right. Well, we'll find out. I like to think that I really do wish. I would love if I could luck my way through that. That would be great. But I also feel like if that were possible, we'd hear that story a lot more often.
I've done it once.
You've done it once?
I've done it once. At my very first and only time of joining a fantasy football league, I somehow won. And I've said, I'm going to leave on the top.
Did you trade or anything?
Nope.
Oh, man, I hope that happens to me. Like, how did you even pick? How did you pick your players?
I think it was random. Well, no, it wasn't random. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago.
Draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that in quotes because I don't know.
I think you take turns and you say, okay, I want this guy. And they're rated too.
It has nothing to do with beer then?
They're like two different kinds of like selections, I think. Like, there's like a snake.
A snake?
Kind of, yeah.
I want the snake.
I remember just hearing I had my Game Boy out and I was vaguely listening to like Wiley and Laura and Blake all talking about it back in the day. So I remember them talking about the strategic progressions of drafting, whether a snake something something or a other something something.
Well,
I know
go
there's
snake.
A snake somewhere
that
involved.
Stuck with you.
Yeah.
So if you win, I'm going to pull this back up and be like, you won because you did all that research about snakes. So I think there's a spot open. I don't know. If there's not, join anyway. Post on our Facebook page if you wanna do it, and we'll make Blake's life a nightmare because we'll get the more people.
He's an oath breaker, right?
Yeah, he is an oath breaker.
That number that he set, you can probably go up. You can get a few more in there, right?
Let's do it. Or like
friend him on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, just blow him up.
You know all those dick pics you've been sending to Nicole? Save some. Save some for Blake.
Can't get enough of them.
Part of me wants to give out his phone number just because I think that'd be funny. just call Blake. Let
just
him know.
Call him.
Let him know you want to play.
Drunk dials. All drunk dials now go to Blake. So what's up, guys? John, McElwain.
What's up? I'd like to make a shameless plug.
Oh.
Here in two months... We'll be going to Dragon Con, which is something I've done. This will be my third time. I think Tyler is fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, this is your fourth. Or third.
I think it's my third. Because I went a year after Tyler.
And
I graduate in one more year.
That's amazing. Last year we got a bunch. You guys, I had no part in it, but you guys got a bunch of business cards or cards for Tadpog.
Yeah.
And handed them out everywhere. And if you're going to Dragon Con, Tadpog listeners. Look for Tyler and Dave.
See if you can find us.
See if you can find us. You'll get a card. You'll get to meet them. You might even get your picture taken.
$40.
I'm sure that's negotiable.
Just kidding.
But you'll probably find them in the game, the tabletop.
In the basement.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playing
D&D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the board game basement or the D&D floor.
Second floor. It's the second floor, right?
Okay. Something like that.
Or third. I don't know. But yeah, look for those guys. You'll be a part of history. They might even let you guest host sometime if you're lucky.
Well, let's go ahead and put that on the record. We will.
The qualifications are obviously pretty low. So.
Well, I mean, you two have already paid your fee. You're up to date on your annual dues.
You got your license. You get the guest host. Your guest host license. And
that's really all it takes is $90, and anyone can guest host the show.
Unless you're a female, then you have to, there's certain sexual things you can. But.
Well, I mean, all right, fine.
Well, you have to either marry us or be married to one of our friends or work at Hooters for 10 years.
How does that
part work? Not very well.
Do you mean to guest host the show or for the sexual favors?
The sexual favors.
Okay.
The female guest host.
Let's go both then.
Okay.
Both.
Okay, yeah, might as well. Let's go all out. That's my shameless plug.
Well, thanks. You plugged us. Thank you.
I know.
Oh, thank you for plugging us.
You're welcome.
You plug us so good, man.
Just like Tyler and his bowels.
Yep.
What's up, John?
Oh, not much.
How's that beer treating you?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's pretty good. Yeah. You should go get some Schlafly coffee stout if you have.
They're not paying us. We should give that out for free.
That's true.
Let me counterbalance it. I think it's shitty. There we go.
Shots fired.
50%. Yeah.
I like Schlafly a lot, but I don't care much for that beer.
But yeah, pretty much not much else going on other than I'm on call, so, you know.
What does that mean?
That means
are you a doctor?
If the phone... No. God, I wish.
Oh, that's right. Doctors don't hang out with us.
He's a computer doctor.
I like how you said that.
He's a computer doctor on the fixing the swing schwongs. That's what I believe are inside computers that run the internet are swing schwongs.
That's cars exclusively.
The hamster wheels. That's really in there.
Well, sometimes when my Mac acts up, it shows me the pinwheel.
I just assume
that is actually in there.
Mm-hmm. Actual size, too. Mm-hmm.
I think it might be.
And that's
I haven't taken a Mac apart in a while.
There are so many tiny people fucking inside my computer. It's ridiculous.
I always forget to feed mine.
Yeah. That's all right. They don't have souls.
They must be redheads.
Gingers, not redheads, please. Let's be specific.
All right. So everybody's thoroughly introduced.
We've introduced the fuck out of this show.
We can bro out now.
Yeah. For a good solid, let's say 10 minutes.
Dave, you hear that?
No, I don't. What does it sound like?
It sounds extremely manly.
It's so manly.
I don't.
Let's all just make the manliest of noises.
Oh, that is clearly the manly. I think I do hear that. That sounds like
Papa Gijo.
That sounds like the Tim Allen reads from Wikipedia trick.
Yeah.
Are you ever gonna get Tim Allen, man?
I hope so.
I want you to get
Tim Allen. I've got $10 right here for Tim Allen.
I'll throw in on that.
If you're listening, Tim Allen, that's $10.
No, I'll throw in.
He didn't have 20.
Someone start us a Kickstarter to get Tim Allen on that.
Did you see the guy who's kickstarted the potato salad?
I really
envy that guy.
$10,000.
Because that is some shit that, like, we would talk about and never do. And then this guy did it, and he's raising like thousands of dollars.
Wasn't he like famous or rich or something to begin with, though?
I don't know. I have no, probably.
Did it as a joke.
He's got all those breaks, you know?
Yeah. Well, Kickstarter changed its policy, and there's not an active person like going through anything that's on Kickstarter now. It's just like
it's not curated.
It's checked by just an algorithm for certain terms.
Do they have a dollar amount in there? Yep. Okay. Do they have rewards? Yep. All right. You're good. Here, enjoy your Kickstarter.
For $1, you will get a piece of potato salad.
And just as a side note, Exalted Lord Mike has reached out to Tim Allen in the past.
Really?
And we have not gotten a response. Mm-hmm. So
keep trying.
I want to talk about Galaxy Quest and Home Improvement.
Right?
I mean,
he can even do a call-in. Usually we don't do call-ins.
You bend that rule, yeah.
I think so.
You break that motherfucker.
Tim Allen. Okay, guys. Contra 3... or as I like to call it, Contra III, : Where's Mark? Just kidding. It's the Alien Wars.
I just played the wrong game.
I want to let everyone know, at the very top of this page on Wikipedia, this page has some issues. So we might have to work through some things.
I thought about editing it right before you read from it.
I think it takes a little bit longer than that, right?
I have no idea.
Unless they're adopting the Kickstarter model, which is fucking free for all.
It's the Wild West.
Contra 3 The Alien Wars, released in Japan as Tim Allen's Super Fun Party. No. Contra Spirits. And in the PAL, is it PAL or do you say PAL? I'm going to go PAL.
There are no periods, right? So it's PAL.
No periods, PAL.
But it's all capital, so it's PAL.
Plus they are our buddies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're our pals. It came out there as, check this out, Super Probotector, Alien Rebels. Probotector, I don't know. That's a common term or not. It's a 1992 run-and-gun game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System produced by Konami. It is the third console iteration of the Contra series, following the original Contra and Super C. Those both came out for the NES. It is set in the futuristic year of 2636. They wanted to make sure that every goddamn person was dead. Like, they didn't want any of this, like, Back to the Future 2 bullshit where it's like, it's 2015, where are our hoverboards? They were like, nope, we promise no aliens.
Or Super Smash TV, it's 1999, right. We should have had this a few years ago.
So what's happened is, the alien invaders that were defeated during the previous installments have decided to launch a full-scale war against mankind on Earth, starting the quote-unquote Alien Wars.
Mm.
So that's the premise. Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it doesn't sound very manly.
But it is. Oh, but it is.
You think so?
Because it's basically two just manly bros that are just amazing with guns. They don't wear any armor. They don't. They just got their sweater vests.
The armor would keep them from showing off their massive guns.
Mm-hmm. You don't need armor in the future.
You got sleeveless. Everything's sleeveless.
Do you know their names?
Jimbo.
Yep.
And starts with an S.
Sully.
It does.
Sully.
Jimbo and Sully.
You're
two of the most masculine names.
People are still being named Jimbo in 26 whatever.
So, come on, John. 2636.
2636.
Give it the program here.
South Park is still going on in 2636, okay. So it's fine.
And Sully clearly is just based on his reputation because he has just sullied that reputation.
Dirty. Dirty Sully. But this game is, like, next to Toe Jam and Earl, I feel like the most, like, radical 90s game on the Super Nintendo because it's so like it's I don't think it's joking. I think it takes itself pretty seriously and it tries to be badass and it's so over the top. It's more over the top than Broforce, which we played a few days ago, which is like satire on these kind of
games. A newer game on Steam. Yeah. Yeah,
that and this game is still more wild than that game because the shit that you have to do throughout the whole game.
I got really excited because I thought we were going to do, you brought up Toe Jam and Earl, so I thought we were going to do a quick compare and contrast, Toe Jam and Earl versus Contra 3.
We should do that.
We can do that.
They both have aliens.
That's true.
Compare.
The aliens have come to Earth.
Compare. They both have, it's two buddies.
Yeah.
They're both named Jimbo and Salt. No, that's a contrast. So their names are different. Other than that, I'd say they're pretty much the same game.
Yeah, I agree. Totally the same game. Actually, I think Contra 3 on the Genesis was just called Toe Jam and Earl.
That would explain why there's no Toe Jam and Earl on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's the direct port.
But this game, spoilers for the rest of the episode, I enjoyed it for the most part.
I did too. I'm glad you said that. I know that McElwain, you love this game, don't you?
Yes. But I mean, I grew up with it, so.
That was going to be my next question, is you have played the hell out of this game.
Oh, yeah. I've played it. Actually, I brought it today and did a quick run through in case you guys hadn't beat it right before you got here.
I hadn't. Tyler, I think, has, right?
Yeah, it took me a while to beat it last night on easy because it is a. It's not tough. Something. Yeah, it's you can just pick up and play it. Like you need to spend your life getting good at it to be able to run through it.
It's not a forgiving game. It's a one hit. You're dead.
Yeah.
How quick can you get through it, McElwain?
Probably half an hour.
Yeah. Do you know what the speed run record is on it? Nope. Wow. You should try to take a stab at beating it.
Yeah, because that's impressive, man. That's.
I mean, it's probably pretty quick, but I mean,
I don't know.
Hell. You're probably close.
Yeah, I don't know the record, but I watched one last night that was hard mode on 22 minutes.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, you shaved 8 minutes off that.
John, did you ever play this game?
I never played this one. I played the original Contra a lot, and I remember being pretty good at it, but I am awful at this game. I mean, that's not no big difference. I'm awful at most of the stuff I play now that was a console game. I don't know how the fuck I played games before the mouse came out. But yeah, it was fun though. I like it. It's still fun. I'm just really bad at it now. But you know, back when I was playing it, I would go over to my cousin Jeff's and we would stay up all night playing Contra. So yeah, you know, after just doing nothing but that for 8 straight hours, you get pretty good at it.
Well, you don't have to go to work tomorrow, right? That's what we plan on doing tonight.
I'd be down. I'm calling sick.
I brought it. We could do it.
All right, it's on. We're doing it.
This is still, it's a better version, I feel, of the original Contra, but it doesn't stray far from the core formula that was the original Contra. I never even, this is Contra 3, and I played the original Contra. I'd never even heard of Super C before.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have not played that.
I thought it was Contra 2. I didn't even know it was, and I think I played that one at some point.
The only thing I remember from Super C.
I never played.
You never played it? Uh-uh. It's been a long time since I played the first Contra. Does that have the overhead?
I haven't played that.
Okay.
Either.
Does it have the overhead stages as well as the side scrolling, or was that introduced in Super C?
I don't remember the original.
I believe the first one had the overhead levels.
Okay.
I thought it did.
I think you're right. I think two dudes in the nest just talked about Contra, and I remember them talking about the overhead levels, I think.
Okay. I was like 8.
But I sure as hell never made it to those, even with the Konami code. Mm-hmm. That game was hard. Like, I couldn't beat that game with the Konami code. I would like to think that I could now, but as a 7-year-old, it was impossible.
Jeff and I never beat it.
I think I was a better gamer when I was younger.
I think a lot of people say that, but I don't think that that's necessarily true.
Your concept of time might have been a little skewed. Like, maybe you were better, but you also probably spent more time without knowing it.
Right.
Like, now
your time to skill ratio.
I'm very conscious of the time I spend on any game. I don't think I was when I was little.
No.
Well, not only that.
Well, you had so much time to dedicate to it.
The internet, I think, is a big game changer.
Yeah.
Game facts.
And I think that, I mean, in that specific case, whatever game it was I was talking about,
I can't believe I can't remember.
Maybe true and is true, but like generally overall, I think I'm a better gamer than I was when I was a kid.
Ed, I should think thoroughly about what I'm going to say, as opposed to just trying to say something and I go.
No, Tyler, this is a podcast.
Give the 5-star review. Fuck.
All right, Tyler, just ended the show. Goodbye, everybody.
That. Because then just thinking about the internet changing games, like, man, Brady Games should have sunk more money into, like, a lobbyist for Washington to try and, like, ban GameFAQs, make it illegal. Because there's no way. Like, GameFAQs had to bankrupt however many companies used to make big-ass strategy guides.
I have a theory, and that is that Brady Games and Playboy own the internet.
I think Hustler owns the internet, if anybody owns the internet.
I think Comcast, Turner owns the internet.
They own everything else.
We don't talk about them.
But let's see.
Yeah, get us back on track, buddy. You can do it.
Contra.
You can do it.
Because you start out, it's not too crazy starting out. It's pretty traditional. You're in a city fighting what looks like other soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
The alien soldiers look relatively common.
Yeah, I even thought maybe they weren't alien soldiers because they looked just like
turncoats
humans. Yeah, I thought maybe they were like a rebel force or something like that.
There's a one. You don't do it on easy mode. I don't know if you do it on normal and hard. There's a dog. I think there's only one time you see a dog in the first level that chases you.
I think it's I saw that on hard.
I am so glad you brought up the dog because that dog is in my notes. Is it because here's the deal. I didn't play this on hard. That's just not going to happen. But what I did notice is in this first stage, you see this dog with a mohawk and he's eating from a trash can and you see him like three times. And is this the same dog that chases you? Oh, I'm so glad because I remember seeing him in the background and being like, that goddamn dog has a mohawk. What is he doing eating from the trash? He should be eating at the table. He's living the life of a king.
Him and Rude Dog should just rule over all.
It reminded me of in Final Fight, and I think it's the Bay Area stage, where they have that dog eating from the trash can, and he repeats like three times. At first, I was like, is this like a
enemy?
A dig or something at Final Fight? I don't know. Could be.
But yeah, cause you start off, one thing I know that's different, the rapid fire is a power-up in Contra, but in this game, it's just how you fire your weapon.
Standard issue.
Base weapon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which the base weapon, like John, I know you're probably all about the weaponry. So there's the gun that just fires the straight rapid fire.
Yeah.
There's got to be the gun that does the spread.
That's the shotgun, actually.
There's the, okay.
Yeah, I call it the spread shot. Yeah.
The laser gun?
Right, it says S, but I looked it up on, it's shot. It's supposed to be the shotgun.
I'm pretty sure it's spread.
It is.
Pretty sure it's spread.
There's the laser gun, but the laser goes out like 20 feet and then stops.
Yeah, yeah, that one's lame.
That's pretty standard.
Well, okay. Does it really?
The arm.
Mm-hmm. It's especially obvious in the overhead levels.
On the overhead levels is a lightsaber.
Man, I love it in the overhead levels. I love it because you can just press the button down and you got, exactly like you said, you've got this permanent 20-foot lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
So the flamethrower, which is generally like behind the shotgun, probably my second favorite weapon in any kind of shooter or game.
Yeah, the flamethrower's like pretty good.
You gotta play Team Fortress 2, man. You can play a class that's just all about the flamethrower.
Flamethrower. That spread shot, though.
I think the best. It's just the best. In my opinion, the best weapon on the side scroller levels. On the overhead, it's the laser's the best.
Definitely, definitely on the overhead, the laser's the best.
The side scroller, I think the flamethrower is.
You like the flamethrower?
As far as bosses,
better. Like
you can just hold it on.
Yeah.
You can just hold it on him, and it does constant damage.
That's true. I like the spread, though, man. Just for general use, I got
to
go spread.
And have you noticed the closer you get to an enemy or a boss or a wall even, the faster the shots go?
That's what I noticed in, like, when I was watching the hard run through, because they would just get a weapon and run right up on something and then fire.
Yeah.
Nothing that much at range.
And it's always a red thing. That's what you need
always.
It's always a red thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were playing earlier, I kept telling John, we got to shoot his red thing. Like, it was just like, we don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter. Just shoot his red thing.
Except for the last level, after you beat the giant heart, there's a thing that comes out of the ground. It's like some kind of spider turtle thing.
Yeah.
And its head comes down, but it's not red. It's just a face.
Oh, I definitely
you either
did
hit
not
something
get to
that's,
that.
You hit something that's red, or you hit something that looks like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. One or the other.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. I went too far ahead.
But you rescue that level. The boss, well, you get a tank.
You do get a tank.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah, and
long it doesn't have a cover either. I mean, somebody shoots you, you're just invincible until the tank's destroyed.
John, tell everyone about the tank.
Yeah, let me tell you about the tank. I am awful. I should not be allowed in vehicles because I killed Dave like 5 times in a row. The tank, because when you fire the tank, it just, you know, it jettisons you back about 4 or 5 feet. Mm-hmm. And if the second player is behind you, it just kills
just straight runs them over.
So yeah, I robbed like 4 or 5 of his lives by just because I'm spamming it. I'm like, tank. And I'm just,
it got to the point where like I would respawn immediately die. It got to the point where I was like, John, please stop firing for just a second. So if I could just jump out of the way, that would be great.
I didn't realize what was happening. Because I'm old and slow. But, I didn't realize what was happening. Then I felt so bad because lives are like so important in this game because it's just the one hit kill, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah,
man.
That was a pretty quick restart.
No worries.
Because that tank has to hit basically the mini boss of this game. There's like 3 walls, and you just have to hit the red thing on the wall and bring the wall down.
And that wall is the first boss in Contra for NES. It's the wall with the red thing.
Yeah, I have played this.
And then it's got the 2 cannons at the top and the guy in the turret. Yeah, so I thought that was nice that they brought that
There's
back.
There's actually another mini boss that after the second tank, you go.
A dude in a tank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he just throws grenades and.
It's a tank like bowling pins.
Yeah.
The bowling pin grenade.
Mm-hmm. But nothing compares to the final boss of this stage.
Brain Turtle.
I think I've got a theory about Brain Turtle because you're right. It's a giant turtle that looks like he's undead and he comes out and he's got a brain under his neck and he's got all these pustules on his shell. Mm-hmm. And he's
got a fucking beehive on his back.
Yeah. Like these hornets, which I like to think they're locusts, come out of his, out of his pores. And then he throws up maggots. I think that this giant turtle is Pestilence. I think this is Pestilence Turtle.
Okay. So good. All right. Pestilence Turtle.
That's an achievement.
I had no problem with Pestilence Turtle when I had the homing missile, which is the other weapon. So I had to sit back in the back and just sink under his head and go to his flashing red spot.
Yeah.
Because you get homing missile, crushing missiles, which were just more powerful missiles. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have the range.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then the bombs, which are the same between both Contras.
The mini nukes.
Yeah.
They always give you one.
You're immune to.
Yes, but it kills everything on the on the screen except for a boss. Mm-hmm. But it still does damage to a boss.
And it wipes out his... If there are too many maggots and locusts, then you drop one of those, clear the screen
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Did you know that they removed those in the re-release for the Game Boy Color?
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I think it was the Game Boy Advance. But yeah, they took the nukes out of it, which made the game like, a lot harder.
It was less prone for to give epileptic seizures, but harder. Uh-huh. And I guess you'd also get the energy shield, which would temporarily absorb
barrier.
Makes you invincible.
Yeah. But let's see, after Brain Pestilence Turtle.
Yeah.
Pestilence Brain? Pestilence?
Pestilence Brain. I like that. Rolls
off
the
tongue. What's the name of the turtle that has like an island on its back?
Oh, fuck.
I just saw a Reddit post about it, but I can't remember its name.
It'll be in the show notes.
Okay.
Let's see, the second stage...
It was an overhead level.
Because
The first level is just your standard, regular, side-scrolling, shoot 'em up.
And in my opinion, the overhead levels are super easy.
They are easy. At least I didn't get to the second one because I only got halfway through the game. Mm-hmm. But I know the first one was a breeze. Like, I mean, I breezed through it. It's the hardest part about it is orienting yourself. Like, if you can orient yourself... You're going to be fine, or orientate, I guess. Is that a word?
Yeah.
And what's messed up is it's kind of like if anyone's played Hotline Miami, which you listen to Tadpog, you heard us rave about it. I know you have. That's kind of what it's like, except you're not, it's all overhead, but you're not really turning your character. You're turning the level.
Yeah.
Like your character stays right where he is, facing the same direction. And when you hit the R bumper and the L bumper, it turns it rotates the whole level right or left and pivots it on your character. So that is like super like dizzying.
Yeah, if I get surrounded and I'm trying to kill everything, I will get nauseous.
But once you get it, like once you're able to orientate yourself, compared to like the side scrolling levels, it was a breeze. Especially like MacWayne, like you said, if you have the laser gun, the laser gun acts completely different in the overhead levels. You can just literally hold down the button and it doesn't shoot. It just extends a laser out 20 feet and you can just swing it.
That's true. And it's incredibly powerful. Like you swipe it through something and it kills whatever.
You could kill the boss without even being attacked by him.
I was surprised by the boss because like the mission is to kill like six of these red aliens. And then all of a sudden the screen goes black and then a boss falls on you. Because that's exactly what happened to me.
You're in a field of caltrops and then the boss falls down. And you have to hit his little pads around him and go for
his boss
red
pads.
Flashing thing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to kill it, but you go straight for his...
That's what the guy did in the speed through that I walked. Like, as soon as it fell down, he just like... dead.
Yeah. Just held the laser on him. You can kill him before he even attacks you.
Mm-hmm. I did not do that. I died several times.
Yeah, me too. Although I didn't think this overhead was... Yeah, it was fine. It's the second overhead that I fucking hated.
The second overhead level? I didn't get to that. There's
like treadmills on it. And swirly things.
It was like playing Silver Surfer for the NES.
John Turley just confirmed that it is Orientate.
Well,
thank you.
Either one will work.
Oh, okay.
Orient or Orientate, they're both the same.
Orient
something else.
Well, we're going to be politically correct, so we're going to say Orientate.
Is most often used by the British, apparently.
Oh.
Well, I'm feeling a bit posh, so I'm going to go with Orientate.
Orientate.
That's lovely.
Pass me an aluminium gun.
Go design another advertisement.
Let's see. Then after that level, you go to the industrial park, which is a very, very long level.
Yeah, it is a long level.
Three or four bosses, I think, throughout the course of this level.
That's what we got there. That's where it had all the roly droids from the first Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They showed up. I was really happy about that.
This is where you definitely need the fire.
Yeah, you're right. The fire, the flamethrower is really good in this level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because giant mechanized metal things are very, very susceptible to fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, their little red spots are.
And then, well, they do have red spots.
And then the brood from X-Men shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is my favorite part of this level, when these giant winged insect aliens start coming down. They're not hard to kill, but they will do that shit that the pterodactyl does to you.
It's in Star Wars.
Return of the Jedi. Just, pick you up and just drop you wherever it wants. Mm-hmm.
So we know we're in Marvel 616 universe in this
Definitely.
Game.
Definitely in the 616.
Yep. But
I like the insects a lot because when they die, they give this like satisfying crunch. That's probably my favorite enemy to kill. Mm-hmm.
But this level reminded me of like something out of Ninja Warrior. Because throughout this whole level, you're just having to grip onto the edge of something and move and jump.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're fighting those the whirly Star Wars bosses and the brood, and then to a boss that has like a fan around him that you have to grab onto the fan blades, and then get underneath him and shoot his red thing.
Yeah, actually, if you have the fire, you could just stay at the very top and fire right through him.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Because I was like... jumping from blade to blade, trying to shoot for just a little while.
I always feel like I was stuck with the laser at that point anyway.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious who's beat this game on.
Oh, yeah, it's MacWayne. There's no doubt about it. I put about 2 hours into this game. I'm assuming you probably have a little more time in it.
Yeah. I don't know how much.
Two decades.
Because after you beat him, then the sort of a force scroll up as you climb, something surrounds you. Like on legs on either side, and as you're trying to climb up, it's a robot.
A giant robot's trying to give you a hug while you're on a wall.
Yep. It's got spikes.
Missing you.
And it's shooting missiles at you.
Which it's trying to impregnate you.
Exactly.
It's robot DNA.
This robot is a very amorous robot.
Yep.
And his advances are unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
Not picky.
So you basically climb to the top of this wall, and then he gets serious, and then it becomes super serious. Spikes everywhere,
he turns into a drill bot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Starts trying to drill you at that point. Yeah. He's done chasing.
No, his fireman's hat comes out.
It took me a minute. I was like, his fireman's hat. Oh,
South Park. Yeah.
His red thing. Yeah, okay, it works. Multiple levels. Mm-hmm. After you beat him, it's short, not very much longer before you find another boss.
Mm-hmm.
You just round the corner and this
is the two ship, bosses, right? No.
It's like a ship that throws tons and tons of bombs at you.
Yeah.
And you have to get underneath it and shoot red thing.
And he spawns owl men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out. The whole time I was thinking about Watchmen.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what they look like.
Which is DC, so they've combined universes.
The 616 DC, yep.
Let's see, because you beat him, and then that's the two Terminator babies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But are they babies, though?
I think they're babies.
Why?
Because you fought their mama right afterward.
Oh, okay.
Or their papa. You don't know what his gender.
Okay, that's true.
But it's really angry that you beat him, so I'm going to say mama.
Because it's just a blue...
I can see that.
A blue Terminator and a red Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
One is jumping around all over the place, the other's just shooting at you.
A T-100. Right.
Well, 1000 was the liquid metal.
Right. Right. Okay. Original flavor Terminator.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
The best.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. The best Terminator.
So once you hit them for so long, then they turn into like just torsos that are jumping around everywhere.
They're very silly.
You're in a small enclosed Mega Man-ish space, mm-hmm. like a Mega Man boss, and they're jumping around everywhere.
But you can climb on the roofs and the side of the walls too. So it makes it a little easy. Especially with the homing web, you just stand up there and just shoot them.
I thought this boss was pretty easy because it allows you to climb throughout the entire level. Like you can climb all the walls, the ceiling, and then of course you can walk on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't target for you. I mean, it doesn't target at you, mm-hmm. you know, it starts breathing fire and shooting these missiles at you.
Stay away.
Yeah. All you have to do is just circularly go around the level and you'll eventually kill it.
Because then the boss Terminator comes out, peels back the wall, and it's a giant Terminator and you have to shoot its head, basically. And it has a flamethrower. It spins around the room. So then mm-hmm. you just climb around it to avoid it and shoot it. So you're right until finally whenever it lets go and the doors cut its head off.
And then it gives you the thumbs up. As it dips down into the boiling metal.
And the level after that is the motorcycle level.
Oh, that's one of the most badass bro levels.
This is the bro level.
Okay, you guys need to like fill me in on this because this is where I ran out of continues. It was this highway level.
Because you're fighting, you're on the motorcycle, and you jump up. Motorcycle kind of has a really rocking cruise control. Because mm-hmm. you just hit that and it's going to keep going straight. You can jump up and down on it. You're good.
You can surf the whip.
Yeah.
So it was invented by the foot soldiers mm-hmm. in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles universe.
Back
because they could do all that.
Back in like 2020. Yeah, right. It's old tech right now.
Or Advent Children.
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. Okay, good. This is good. I'm making notes for the future. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy stock in motorcycles.
Because you've... fight other flying vehicles till eventually like a mothership comes down. And it's got to be a mothership.
How do you know it's not a fathership?
That's true. You've got a parental guardian ship. And it comes down. It's got to be just full. These aliens, I'm convinced, they love CrossFit. They fucking love CrossFit.
Why is that?
Because they don't like come down on like specialized pads or vehicles or anything. There's just like monkey bars. Mm. And they come down swinging across, doing all these gymnastics and muscle-ups and stuff like that on the bars trying to get you.
Is that what CrossFit is? Monkey bars?
There's pull-up rings. Bars. A lot of rings, pull-up bars.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think I like CrossFit. I don't. If it's not monkey bars, I don't like but CrossFit.
If your qualification is just monkey bars, then you might like... what am I thinking?
Being a monkey.
Terrorism.
Elementary
because
school.
Every video we see is of the terrorists training on monkey
That's
bars.
That's true.
You know they have monkey bars. It's not a bit too bad.
Man, don't even play with that NSA shit. Don't even play.
It must be so easy. they're training. It's like, can you climb these monkey bars that are only 3 foot off the ground?
Yep.
Yep. Can you shoot this gun?
Yep.
We will show fat Americans.
You're in. Welcome to the club.
Can you grow a beard?
Oh, might be a problem.
There you go. But you basically, it's just, you blow up this ship full of CrossFitters, and then...
there's one super CrossFitter.
Yeah.
At the last.
Yeah.
There's a black CrossFitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying his race is African American.
He has black armor.
Well, he's black armor.
He's not his African American CrossFitter. He's wearing black armor.
He's not an African American alien. He is an alien, right?
We think so.
We think he could be a traitor.
Oh, is he like a human?
He looks like a human, oh, okay. Right? And they're all just jumping down, but he takes a lot of hits before he dies. And when he dies, the mothership goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Could the CrossFitters just be trying to get in your head? You know, like they could ride
mind games
pads down, but they want to show you how badass
how
they
much
are.
They have paid to work out for a really long time.
Yeah.
Ninjutsu. It's psychological.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because after this, you go off on a helicopter.
Well, you gotta fight a mini boss first.
Okay, what's the mobile?
The mini boss. Remember, he's got those legs that spin. And he's just real long legs and a thing that shoots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that was very hard to hit. Like, you had to jump and do a flip and shoot everywhere.
When he does a flip, you just shoot under him like while he's floating back down.
Oh, okay. I had a hard time with that, dude. And then, because after that, then you're up on the helicopter
then themes
with
get
missiles.
Awesome.
And then there's Super CrossFitter, because he's throwing like a hook.
Oh, yeah.
And throws a hook up and shoots at you, and then he falls. Oh, there's that hook to the other side. He swings back around, shoots at you, falls like he's gonna fall. Oh, nope. Throws a super turrican to
all the while
up.
You're hanging from a missile that's attached to a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And this hook is landing in the missile while you're having a gunfight in the midair.
That doesn't sound too hard.
This sounds pretty awesome.
No, this is like a Chuck Norris movie.
Yep.
Delta Force times three.
Because once you kill him, and then you find out, okay, now the missiles are being shot at something.
Now you're on a missile that's being shot.
An active fired missile.
Right. So you're in the air flying at however fast missiles fly. I don't know.
Missile speed.
Uh-huh. Not as fast as ludicrous speed.
No.
But yeah, all of a sudden you see these other missiles all around you and at the same level exploding. Hitting this invisible force, but you can't see it. All of a sudden, the edge of the mothership comes out, and it's got a force field around its giant red button. Of course,
it does.
Right. So you got to kill what's making the force field. So you got to jump from missile to missile to missile in midair while they're being shot at this giant mothership.
Like a true bro, you're Ninja Warrior from cruise missile to cruise missile.
I think I missed that episode of Ninja Warrior.
Yep. It's a bro warrior.
I think this is definitely...
Bro warrior.
I think this is definitely terrorist camp material. I don't think this is Ninja Warrior. This does sound like some shit they do, like, oh, now you just jump from missile to missile.
We'll launch all our missiles that way. You guys just ride them and jump from missile to missile and... That way, we get you there, and we don't have to buy you plane tickets.
It sounds like a Devil May Cry type thing.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
But it's pretty awesome. Oddly enough, your machine gun does more damage than the missiles do once you get rid of the force field. Like, mm-hmm. The missiles just, like...
Why don't they just shoot guys on missiles with machine guns?
Maybe you're the last...
You're the last missile rider. Maybe. The last of the chosen people.
It's possible that
That's Tom Cruise. You shut your mouth.
No spoilers. Every other person in the world's dead. And everything's just on autopilot. You never see another person, really.
Sure, it's just those two bros.
Because you murder them all in stage one. They were just trying to help.
You go all Hotline Miami on them at the beginning. And then
after you beat the parent guardianship... then you get your another overhead level, the ant level.
Which before that, I like to point out the craziness, if it wasn't already crazy.
Everything was pretty solid until then.
Wait, this game is going to get crazy?
It's totally feasible.
As soon as you blow up the mothership,
roll it out
by hanging on a missile, as the mothership explodes, you come back.
Baby ships.
After the screen goes white, you come back and you're hanging on a missile attached to a helicopter that's on fire.
Yeah, you don't.
How you got there is left up to the imagination.
You don't get in the helicopter. You don't want to get in the helicopter.
Nope.
You want to hang from it.
You ride the missile all the way to wherever the hell you're going.
And what was that helicopter pilot thinking?
Hey, man, why don't you just get... I'm sorry. Just get in the... I won't... Like, I think he tried to get in. Helicopter pulled up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Still, like, tries to get in. And helicopter pulls up a little bit more. So he's like, fine, fuck it.
I'll hang here.
Holds on to the missile.
You gotta keep CrossFitting, bro.
But the overhead ant swarm level, which is the only level in the game that I thoroughly hated.
Ant swarm level.
There's a lot of... Well, there's... I don't know if they're ants or spiders, really.
You're right. It's an insect swarm level, yeah. And it's like all the edges
like
and these bridges. It was like, because I said earlier, it's like playing NES Super Surfer, because if you touch a little bit of anything on the edge, you're dead. And you got conveyor belts throwing you toward the edge and all around.
Are they the spiders' conveyor belts?
They're
Why
just,
do they
just
need
in
them?
Random areas surrounding like the little spots you have to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
There's either things pushing you. or things spinning like a quicksand, but you won't die if you stay in it. But the screen just spins around in a circle.
Man, it's awful.
I had such a hard time orienting myself
the trick in the first one
that I can't even imagine how difficult this is.
Well, the trick is when you get into one of the swirly things, is just to hold one of the buttons down and you'll stay still.
You match it.
Yeah. But in this level, there are really narrow walkways with conveyor belts on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to run across them really quick or they'll just push you right off.
Do you think the spiders were hired to repair the conveyor belts? Because it sounds like some of these are malfunctioning.
Why put so many conveyor belts that go in different directions right beside each other? It makes no sense.
Yeah, maybe and maybe the spiders are union.
Well, in their defense, the swirly spots are just sand. Oh, the whole things are just sand. There's no, you don't really see any machinery. And the spiders climb up from some of the swirly things, I think.
Well, thank God we installed those conveyor belts to maneuver our very, very heavy sand.
Because once you kill all the dens of the insect creatures in this level, then you finally spider go ants. Back to the final side-scrolling level.
Okay. Because this game is short. There's six levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the boss? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. It's the giant pod. The second overhead.
Oh, okay. If you clear all them out, you defeat the boss. You're right.
Instead of something.
It's a pod?
Oh, because it was super easy because it's just like a big pile of pustules you can just walk up and...
So it really just... They're just trying to grocery
out. If you get a laser, you can do the same thing you did in the first one.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then you're kind of stuffed... Like giant centipedes start crawling out of it. And
I'm hearing you. What you're saying is get a fucking laser.
Get a fucking laser. Get a lightsaber.
I'm writing this achievement down right now. Get a fucking laser.
Remember, that's what I did. Like as soon as I fought it, like the laser dropped and then I went to the boss and it was just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad that I at least had an easy time with the boss on my least favorite level in the game. But then suddenly you're inside an alien ship or inside some alien.
I like to think you're inside the lair of the Abyss, the Great Mother.
Okay, the whole ship is just one living level.
So you're playing Metroid at this point?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. If any D&D people out there would recognize that, the Great Mother, the Beholder goddess.
I'll put it in the show notes if they want to find out. If you want to find out more about the Great Mother Beholders, go ahead. Go on the show notes. But so you're inside the alien. I guess you're inside a living ship fighting more aliens and more of these little teeth maws that are inside the walls that you have to kill and destroy so you can keep going. You get to a heart. You have to blow up the heart.
Uh-huh. And that doesn't end the game? You'd think that would.
You'd think it would, but no.
I think it would.
What if we send Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith in
Will Smith, yeah.
And what if they give the ship a virus? Did we think about that?
I don't think there's any technology on this. It's pretty much all flesh and blood.
Yeah, well, they could get an actual virus.
There we go.
Like a legitimate Ebola.
They're up there with giant syringes.
Two dudes named Jimbo and Sully, they definitely got some shit they could give us. They definitely got some viruses kicking around.
We're
going to
give the aliens syphilis and slowly drive them insane. You blow up the heart, then you fight some kind of weird teleportation demon.
I fought the turtle thing with the
Vladimir Putin's face.
How many goddamn turtles are in this game?
I know.
Are there four? Because if there are four, then I think they are the four turtles of the apocalypse.
I guess this would be a frog, really. It's not really.
Oh, okay.
It's a frog. Vladimir frog.
Why?
It looks like Vladimir Putin. I don't know.
Face. It does. It's right in his stomach.
Man, that's
in the frog's stomach.
You can put that shit in the show notes.
Like in Quanu from what's the Schwarzenegger movie where Quanu comes out of the guy's stomach?
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
I haven't really seen that movie.
Okay, then. Well, that was
I'm just guessing.
All you need in that movie is the three boob scene, and then you're good.
Okay.
The original, not the remake.
I haven't seen that either.
The part where in the original, I haven't seen the remake, but the part in the original when he gets thrown outside.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like, the effect, like the makeup and everything that they do on his face is fucking hilarious.
No.
Well, it's not
there's
like
no atmosphere.
He's exposed to space. Right. There's just like no air and...
Well, I guess it would be technically a vacuum.
It's
well,
a vacuum, but it's not a vacuum like in space. You're still on a planet.
It's all carbon dioxide.
It's all carbon dioxide.
All right, science nerds, just tell me what he looked like.
It looks ridiculous. It looks pretty bad.
His eyeballs were starting to pop out, and his face was swelling, and it's pretty crazy.
Tony, I need to know if that's real.
Let's see. And then, yeah, Vladimir Putin's face frog, teleportation demon, and then teleportation demon just, yeah, like I said, he's teleporting and throwing like spikes and stuff at you, and you shoot him and he disappears. Then final boss.
That's it. He runs away.
No, there's another boss.
Another boss?
There's another boss.
Is it another body part?
It's when you're climbing up to the final boss. There's a giant dragon thing.
That's the teleportation demon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot he teleported.
And then the final boss is just takes up like half the screen. Pretty epic boss with two large holes where centipede things come out, part like of spiky his head. Dragon things.
Yeah, they got mouths on them and they come out and they try to grab you. And the main head's got a giant brain and it shoots stuff. But it's pretty easy to kill. You don't even have to worry about the other two. You just go to the center one and with a flamethrower and you can
kill it real quick. Is this game about Hunter S. Thompson?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think like the game came with mescaline that you would take right before.
Okay.
Yeah, ether's all right. Drug.
So, but after you beat the shell of the final boss, then it turns into a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the brain has one eye.
That's a good idea.
It's good to have an eye on your brain in case your body gets destroyed.
Exactly.
So you can still see.
And it's a great idea to keep your brain in a shell because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to keep mine in a shell.
I think we all do.
This is like the most fucked up M&M ever.
Because basically then the brain has like four different defense mechanisms that it will choose at random.
Well, you get to choose.
Or you whichever one you hit.
You hit. It's you choose your own death, you know.
How do you mean?
There's different colored and shaped things rotating around the brain.
In the brain?
Around it. Around it. And whichever one, they rotate really fast. Uh-huh. Whichever one you hit with your weapon, it says, okay, we're going to use that one, and a certain thing will happen.
Okay.
If you hit the eyeball, it'll start throwing out eyeballs everywhere.
Okay.
If you hit
the nose, it starts shooting noses everywhere.
Yeah.
There's like a stone column where these like stone slinkies come out. And you can like lay down. The slinkies go over you as you hit the boss.
Do those go downstairs?
Alone or in pairs.
Okay, great. Perfect.
I think you're thinking about Log from Ren and Stimpy.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's Log.
Sorry.
And then basically when you defeat it, it turns purple, drops down to the ground. Helicopter pilot is sorry that he fucked with you at first. He comes back down. You grab onto his missile.
The helicopter's still on fire?
Still on fire with the missile attached to it.
That's dedication.
Totally unsafe, too.
Yeah, he could have at least dropped that missile off.
Fired it. I mean, come on. But yeah.
And in hard mode, there's another form of the boss that chases you and that you shoot and kill.
Mm-hmm.
But
I didn't do
easy
that.
Easy and medium. Yep, I didn't do that either. I just got the ending saying, hey, you beat it in easy mode. Good job. Try it on normal.
Because you don't actually get a real ending unless you do it on hard.
You get an ending. You just don't get the ending.
Yeah, I think basically you just watch him fly on the plane a little bit longer. Yeah. It says, hey, you're the ultimate champion for beating it on hard. Good job.
Good job, Jimbo. I think it's Jimbo. I don't know if it's Jimbo.
So what's the ending?
The ending is it shows like a picture of the city, and it tells, I can't remember what it says, but it's like, this is the epilogue, and it tells you what happened.
What city is this? I want everyone to guess.
Clearly, it's in America. It's got to be.
It's definitely in America.
Jimbo and Sully are there. It's got to be America, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, Jimbo and Sully. Where's the place where people named Jimbo and Sully would live?
I have the right answer. Okay. I have the, but I'm going last.
Is it going to be like an obvious one?
Oh, it's obvious.
It's not New York.
It's obvious.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Close.
Let's go in there.
You're close.
Man. Montgomery.
You're close. I think it's Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really?
I think it's Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, okay. And the reason I say that is because you get to that one stage, I think it's the third stage, and there's just nothing. Like, the atmosphere is just tornadoes. Uh-huh. That's all it is. Like, wherever this is, it's just made of tornadoes. And you've got a dude named Jimbo and a dude named Sully.
Could be Oklahoma City.
It could be.
Or Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Blake Woods of World Breaker fame.
You be the judge.
That's true. Of course, in the future, there might be... It could be Shanghai.
We've probably all migrated to Little Rock by 2636. We all live in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I want to see that movie so bad. The alternate future. 2636. Fucking Little Rock. I dig it.
Last bastion of humanity.
Bill Clinton
Little Rock,
has come back as a necromancer cyborg.
Plays the saxophone.
Yeah. With Socks the Cat, his familiar.
That's what Guitaro Man was about. He was Mojo King B.
All right, there we go. I think he played the trumpet, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
It was so good, though. I just didn't pay attention.
Good game.
The music was good.
Great music.
Music in this game was very, very good.
Yep.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah,
it was very hard.
The graphics were good.
Mm-hmm.
It was still relatively colorful.
It looked like an arcade game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the way it looked, I mean, they really did a good job of like capturing an arcade feel.
Controls were super tight.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I mean, if you like running guns, mm-hmm. this was probably the best one for the Super Nintendo.
I think if you like running guns and you're good at them, I think your only complaint would be that it's too short.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
yeah. there's only six levels.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to enjoy those levels.
Especially co-player, co-op.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's very much like the original Contra. It is much more fun. I think it's fun to play single player anyway, but it is much more fun with two players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's two different modes. There's two-player A and two-player B. We didn't look up what the difference is.
I think that one of them you can kill your buddy,
mm-hmm.
and one of them you can't.
I think it's actually, I think it's, you go split screen whenever you went to an overhead level.
Yeah, when we selected A, we did have a split screen.
I think B is no split screen.
Oh. Okay.
So you can team up together. And play through like
that. That's why the split screen was different, like, or that's why the top down level, like you were talking about, everything moving, and I didn't really remember that very well. And that maybe because we played that on mode B, and the environment didn't turn.
So you weren't turning your character? I was the only one controlling that.
No, I was turning the character, but I just didn't remember what he was talking about with the environment turning. Like he was saying that. Your character would stay oriented and the environment would turn.
No, right? You're right. You're right. I didn't even notice that.
We were using
you're
the
right.
bumpers to individually spin. Yeah.
Well, that is kind of infuriating because that means that they had that programmed in. Like you could have played
they
the game Hotline Miami,
you.
But yeah, they choose like default by you having to turn the environment. You are 100% right, John Turley.
Because he was talking about that and I was like, is that right? Is that what I... But I never played one single player. So, and we were in B when we got that far. So,
can you steal lives from one another in A and B? Because we didn't notice that until B.
So. Yeah, I would die because he's a lot better at this game than I am. I would always die first, but I think in B mode, I could hit B and it would, well, I don't know if it's B on the, I could hit a button and it would spawn me again, but it would take
one of
his
lives.
Oh,
which was like you had nice. Combined lives.
Hmm.
Because otherwise, when we were playing in A mode, we would have to wait until both of us were dead to continue, and then we could both play again. So I don't know.
Oh, okay, so it's like B mode, just the way to go overall.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm definitely. Gonna go B mode.
You guys have any achievements?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Go for it, Magoin.
I've got three. Now, my first one is Jimbo shot first. It's a reference to Star Wars.
Okay.
Kill a boss before he gets to attack you.
Nice.
Okay. The second one is
he is legend.
Finish the game on the hardest difficulty for the special ending.
Hmm.
And the third one is I'm all out of bubblegum. Nice. Beat the game with only the shotgun.
Nice.
Beat the game with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Or Duke Nukem. You get to choose. That is
they
what
are
this game,
the same person.
That's what this game should be instead of Jimbo and Sully.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
It should be Piper and Duke Nukem.
Mm-hmm. You just blew my mind.
What do you mean? We just created a game. This would sell.
Let's see. I had two.
What you got?
I've got Dude, Where's My Car?
And Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
and Dude, Where's My Car? You just don't get in the tank. You jump over and walk past the tank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other one being Dante and Got Shit on Me, which Dante from Devil May Cry, one of his iconic thing is with a cowboy hat, he rides a missile down mm-hmm. to destroy.
That's the third one, I think.
You jump from missile to missile till 100 missiles strike that force field.
Wow.
Easy. Just time sink.
John, you got any?
I'm going to continue my long-running theme of not actually having any achievements. So, man.
I got a couple. I think you're really going to like them. First achievement. I can't believe we didn't talk about the intro. This intro is amazing to this game. And if there is anything that says over-the-top 90s, bro, it is the intro to this. Because it starts out with a giant butthole opening up above a city, and then all these blue lights go flying straight up into the butthole. And after that happens, they're like, aliens are attacking. And then I believe it's Sully. Sully wears the red, correct? And Jimbo wears the blue. I think that's how they roll. Sully says, let's attack aggressively. So this achievement is called Let's Attack Aggressively. And in order to unlock Let's Attack Aggressively, you have to complete any level and defeat all enemies. You have to defeat every enemy that's on the screen ever. You have to get through that entire level beating everything. And I think that is impossible.
I like that you added a soupçon of Aziz Ansari to your saying of the achievements.
Got another achievement. It's called Sound Like Aziz. In order to unlock Sound Like Aziz, you make Tyler say you sound like Aziz. I got it. And I got another achievement called Get a Fucking Laser. You may have heard me mention it earlier. In order to unlock Get a Fucking Laser, you need to get a fucking laser on one of the overhead levels. Because you're not going to regret it.
It's amazing how shitty that power-up is in the normal game.
Oh, it is, and then fucking it's worthless.
Awful. It's awful. But then you just change perspective, and it's amazing. It is.
I was looking at this from the totally wrong angle.
Yeah, exactly. Been going about this all wrong.
That's all I got.
Oh, hey, if you keep it at a 6 like Josh Nance, do you get to attack passively?
Yes, new achievement.
Let's attack passively.
New achievement. Third achievement, let's attack passively.
Kill 60% of them.
And in order to do that, you just play the game as Josh. just be Josh. Or just play it with him.
Which is the opposite of shakes. Keep it 100.
I actually have a fourth achievement. It's called Tiananmen Square.
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
where do you think it's going?
When you get the tank.
I bet I got this one, didn't I?
Yeah, John. You unlocked Tiananmen Square.
Oh, you kill your buddy?
Yeah, in order to unlock Tiananmen Square, you run over your buddy with the tank.
Yeah. I unlocked that one about 6 times in one level.
Had a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I do have a question for you, though, and that is, how much is this game on Amazon? It's a little segment that I like to call, How Much Is This Game on Amazon? Guys, what do you think?
New or used?
Used.
I'm going to go with $30.
$30 used, says McElwain. Tyler?
$23.
$23. Someone else remember the dollar amounts because I can't. John?
I'm going to say $16.
All right.
Actual retail?
30.
Actual retail value of Contra III: The Alien Wars is at the time of this recording.
Okay. All right. Good.
On Amazon is $36.50. Wow. McElwain, you take it.
Yes.
Take it by a dollar.
I did see a new copy on there, and it was outlandishly expensive. I didn't write it down, but I think it was $299. It was either $2.99 or $3.99.
Shit.
Well, I don't have a used copy, but I don't have a new copy, but I have a used copy.
Well,
you've got $31, friend.
I'm sitting on a gold mine.
Yes, sir.
You're sitting on thick of gas right now.
Not even. Not even.
Back when this game was made, maybe.
Oh, definitely.
When this game was made. More than that, man. Because this game probably cost $60 when it came out. You could get at least 3 tanks of gas out of that.
Oh, easy. Easy.
We're old.
Tyler. We're very old. And because we're so old, we should probably wind this down, and so we can all go to sleep, so we can wake up and do our old person things. Before we can do that, though, I have an important question for you, and that is, if you were to give this game a kind of beard that just summed up this game and let everybody know what Contra 3 is all about, what kind of game would it be? Or what kind of beard would it be? I'm sorry.
Well, the beard would be, the face would have to be clean shaven. Smooth, clean shaven.
Unprecedented beard you're giving.
But it's covered in goopy alien blood.
I like where you're going. Okay.
So you're saying a goopy alien blood.
Goopy and alien blood beard.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I think they sell those at Spencer Gifts.
Is that because you've gotten engaged in some sort of hand-to-hand alien combat and at some point had to bite through one of them?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You had to tear an arm off
like
your
bro.
Mouth. Yeah, because you're that's a badass, too. Right?
You get a bite attack.
I mean, if you can ride fucking missiles.
Yeah.
I think you can.
You can bite off an alien hand.
That's nothing.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
That was a very good beard. We're all impressed.
Thank you.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses that summed up just how you feel about it, what kind of glasses would that be?
Two shots of Jaeger and Red Bull, bro.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good delivery. I totally bought into that. Why is that?
Because that's what you do after you kill aliens. You just slam some Jaeger bombs.
Okay. All right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Miller and I, that's what we do every time we kill aliens.
Done this a lot. He's
a much better bro than I am because I just get sick everywhere.
Did you give this a train earlier? Did you do the train noise earlier?
It's a Tim Allen, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, hey, that was good.
I had a quiz, but we are running way too long.
How long are we?
Hour 12.
Oh, man, but I really want a quiz.
That's a quiz.
You want to run through rapid fire quiz?
Rapid fire quiz.
All right.
I don't want you to have wasted your time.
That bros quiz.
Okay. This is a free-for-all, right? We can just shout like insane people.
So, boogers. So it will be either a quote or a question where you have to name either the movie or the person who said it.
Okay. We can do either?
And it's all concerning just the manliest of bros.
Okay. Manliest of bros. Got it. Three ninjas kick back. Okay, next.
Hunting. We ain't hunting him. He's hunting us.
Predator.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then I don't know. I thought it was Predator.
Predator too.
Rambo.
Oh, the original, yeah.
Hey, I have an alternate name for this quiz.
Okay.
Movies Dave has never seen. So far, there's one on there.
Two of them are TV shows.
Oh, no. Okay.
Matt Damon's action movie trilogy.
Born Identity.
Or the Bourne
trilogy.
Okay, I haven't seen that either. Do I count that as one or three?
Three.
Okay,
three.
So we're up to three. Four that I haven't seen.
Boards don't hit back.
Karate Kid?
No. Who said it?
Mr. Miyagi, right?
No, that was, yeah.
That's not, where I found it is not by Mr. Miyagi.
Okay, who'd they say?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee's not in that movie.
He's not in the Karate Kid.
Maybe
IMDb's just wrong.
maybe Mr. Miyagi.
Now that you do say it, I feel like I heard Mr. Miyagi say
maybe
it.
Maybe Mr. Miyagi is quoting
Bruce Lee.
Sounds like something that Splinter would say.
Game of Death, or was it?
I forget, because I just saw it was.
Enter the
Dragon. It was on the internet.
All right.
Quiz is going all right.
I have seen that movie, though, so unfortunately I'm 4 for 5 now.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills I've acquired over a very long career.
That's
Liam
Taken.
Neeson. Taken.
Haven't seen
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Have not seen it. All right.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Bruce Willis. Yeah. John McClane. I got that one.
You tell him I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Oh, you Tombstone. Hear?
Tombstone, yeah.
Correct.
What? Oh, Tombstone. Okay.
Jeff.
I have seen that.
What's his name?
Oh,
Sam Elliott?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the character.
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, yeah.
I was thinking of Kurt Russell. Big Trouble in China.
It's our wits that make us men.
Braveheart.
Haven't seen it.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Okay. That's Parks and Rec.
Correct. Who said it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it has to be Ron Swanson. I haven't seen that episode. I knew that was Ron Swanson.
This is more of a question.
A questioner's question.
Albert Clifford is better known as?
Albert Clifford. Al Clifford?
Mm-mm.
Al Cliff.
Mm-mm.
Heathcliff.
Nope. You're getting like closer. You that.
A cat.
Fritz the cat.
Felix.
Abbreviate that.
AC. AK.
Fritcat. Fricat.
A.C. Slater.
Oh.
How was I supposed to get that for Fritz the Cat?
He's a bro.
He's totally a bro. Okay.
Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
We don't know.
Sounds. I know.
We don't know.
I can't think of it. Give us a hint.
Yeah, hint.
Let me tell you of the days. Nah, I can't even do it. I can't even do an accent. It's
high adventure.
Abbreviate it. There's your hint.
The recent remake was starring Khal Drogo.
Oh, Conan.
Conan.
Oh.
I've seen Conan, but it was like a long time.
No, I haven't seen. I've seen three of those things. I like that. I feel like I did pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about, well, it's Monday. We'll see. Next Wednesday, however, I know everyone's excited.
Yeah.
The Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse.
I am legitimately excited. Yeah, I am legitimately excited.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, and write a review. If there's a game you want us to play, include it in your review, and we'll get to it
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Mickey Mouse. Oh, Disney is going to sue us by the time we are done with that episode. Mm-hmm. But
we might do our Mickey Mouse impressions during the whole show.
We are definitely
going to be unlistenable.
And we're
going to
do it in character.
Hey, hey, everybody.
It's John's going to be back. He's going to be doing plenty of that thing that he just did.
I have a 3-year-old. I have seen so much Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
John will be back reprising his role of Morty Mouse.
Man, if John was an animated mouse, his name would be Morty. That's pretty good.
I bet Sandwich Prince Phil feels me on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I would love for you guys to have a discussion about that on our Facebook page. Because you can find us there. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit, like setting up a Tadpog Fantasy Football League. Who would ever thought about that 2 years ago? Do you think that we would be playing fantasy football, Tyler?
No.
See what the show has just opened all kinds of horrible doors for us.
Go Bengals. Yeah. Go Bengals.
You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. There are, thank you, everybody, for retweeting when we announce a show and just for talking to me while I'm on the toilet at work. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. By the way, if you hear back from me on Twitter, during business hours, I am on the toilet. So,
if you're good at something, might as well get paid to do it.
Exactly. You can also find us on tadpog.com. I usually say that. Mm-hmm. I usually do. That's where the show notes live. We're going to have a lot of good stuff in there. I saw Tyler making furious notes. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be excellent. Sometimes there's not safe for work links in there. Often there
is. I try to denote them properly so you'll know.
But I like that because
get off your computer, pull out your phone, look at it there. Right.
But not on the company Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Not disconnect that Wi-Fi.
Get on that 4G.
Re-enable your 4G and you're good.
Look at Bailey J all you want.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. Really, has Lord Mike, Exalted Lord Mike, reached out to Bailey J yet?
He should.
Because I think Bailey J's too good for us.
No, I think she's too good for us. I completely agree.
I don't think that would happen.
Nope.
But hey,
we're more likely to get Tim Allen. Ted Pog's dream gets 2 Tim Allen, 1 Bailey J.
Can I tell you something? Bailey J is a frequent Google search that gets people to our webpage. That's how often we have mentioned Bailey J and had Bailey J in the show notes. Is that it actually drives traffic to tadpog.com.
Wow. Well, you gotta mention Tim Allen more. Cause then, you know, maybe that would be the thing that pushes.
Yeah,
him
but
over
he doesn't have titties.
I think we should just do keywords. Just to start naming keywords off in the show notes.
You can call us if you want. You got a good story to tell? Mm-hmm. Well, keep it under 3 minutes and let us know what it is. You can reach us at 270-883-2555. Call while you're on the toilet. I don't care. That's fine. We like questions a lot and anything video game related. We like that too. Got anything Bailey J related or Tim Allen related? Please put them in one question and give us a call.
Somehow put that Venn diagram together. Yeah.
I have a bad feeling you're going to get a really weird...
Would you rather?
Would you rather from...
I already know the answer to that.
Yep, me too. Gentlemen, our theme song.
Moves.
By Sycamore Drive.
Nice. Just how I wanted it.
Up top.
Up high.
Bro 5. A link to that track can be found...
Tadpog.com.
All right, McElwain takes it for the win. Thank you both for being on the show.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it because I didn't finish the game, and it was nice to just kind of bullshit about Tim Allen and Bailey J for a little bit.
And otherwise, just known as a Tuesday.
Unrecorded episode.
It's behind the paywall, right?
Definitely behind the paywall.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Bailey J, Bailey J, Bailey J.
Banging Titties by Sean Miller, a Simon & Schuster audiobook.